friends down there or you'll
get bit.
If you're going to raise cattle, you have to have not only a cow, but you also have to have a
bull.
In the earlier days, was there any special term that you used with ladies around, if you had to use the term?
Yeah, they'd call them surlies.
Well, you didn't say bull. Huh?
No, you know, you say bull now, but you didn't then.
I talked to a man over in the eastern part of the state, and he was greatly concerned about this word bull.
Uh-huh.
He wanted to know if we were using this in school and there were ladies present,
yeah,
or if there were girls in the class.
Yeah.
But he was very much disturbed.
Well, you don't have to say talking about a bull now around. You don't think anything about it. We sit up there at the table and we're eating and talk about certain bulls, you know, been
mm-hmm.
a certain bunch of cows, and
mm-hmm.
stuff like that. Or you move one bull from one pasture to another. Something happened to one certain bull, got crippled in the fight.
Uh-huh.
Don't think anything about it.
Well, he used the term surly.
Did
but
he?
Some of these euphemisms that are used to get away from the term bull, top cow, for example.
Yeah.
Good heavens.
Well, I'd rather use a bull than a top cow.
I would too.
Yeah.
That's suggesting too much.
It sure does, yeah.
Did you ever use, if you wanted to pull a very heavy load, what did you use? You could use horses and mules, and what else?
And, block and tackle.
Uh-huh. Did you have any other animals you could hitch to a wagon?
No, well, he used to work oxen a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
Mules and horses,
uh-huh.
I don't know.
And if you have two oxen, you say you've got a
yoke of oxen.
Uh-huh. And if you have four oxen, you have...
I forget what they call us. Well, I've never run those oxen much.
No, they're pretty strange beasts,
yeah,
I guess,
yeah.
For beasts of burden.
My granddad used to work them. What did he call them? I just don't remember.
Did I ask you about a calf that's lost his mother? What do you call him?
Dogie.
And if a cow is just about to give birth to a calf, you say the cow is about to
have a calf.
Uh-huh. Now, we
about
mentioned
the calf, that's a problem. She's about ready to calve.
We mentioned the bull and the cow. Now, if you're going to raise horses, what do you need?
You need a mare and a stud.
Uh-huh. Any special term for a horse that hasn't been broken to the saddle yet?
He's unbroken.
Mm-hmm. Is that ever called a...
A bronc, they call him bronc.
Bronc.
Yeah.
How about one of these ponies with the big spots?
A what?
A pony with great big spots.
Oh, paint horse, spotted horse, and paint horses. Calico horses, they call them a lot of different things.
Would that be the same thing?
Yeah, they're all the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Call them paints most, because that's it.
Uh-huh.
That designates, a lot of them call them spotted and calico. But paint horses is a more general term.
Any special term for a small jackass?
No, just a little jack, about all. Burro.
Mm-hmm. And a herd of saddle horses.
And what?
If you had a herd of saddle horses.
Remuda.
If an Easterner came out in the early days, he looked as though he didn't know much about horses. You might get the horse saddled up and then say, I don't know if you can ride this or not. Have you ever